Oh, welcome back. Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith, he's the gunsmith right over here.
Heavily caffeinated.
The Springfield Armory was the US Armory.
That's right.
We're going to talk about some of their offerings here, and it's a mostly American company. John will explain what he means by that.
That's true. I will try to explain, you know, because I walk around the block several times before the whole story
We need
comes
a
out.
Whiteboard in here so we can diagram it out for him.
Man, I tell you what, this is a deep dive.
That's
exactly what But I'm going to do a little history. This is a Jacob segment. You know, Jake used to always get into the history of things.
Yes.
And, but Tri-County Roofing wants you to know that they care about your roof. They care about your home and your business. So if you have a low-pitch roof or a flat-pitch roof on your business or your house needs a new roof, anything you need, get a hold of Tri-County Roofing. 810-732-7740 is their number. 810-732-7740. If you happen to be on our website, thegss.com, you can always link right to them right there and check out some of their pictures, man. They schools and buildings and office buildings and big manufacturing plants, they specialize in those big roofs. I was shocked a few years back. He did all new roofs on all Flushing schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, they're in there putting solar panels on top of the roofs. And I said, doesn't that void the warranty? He goes, well, it does make it tough to repair the roof when they go up there and poke a million holes in it. But other inner city schools, one time he sent me a picture from doing inner city Flint schools, and he showed me on a sheet of plywood a display of bullets that they pulled out of the roof from all the New Year's Eve shootings and stuff, you know, and the
coming
roof
down.
Leaks after that, the bullets. You shoot a gun in the air, they're going to come down somewhere,
yeah.
You know? So this guy's got, what a history, you know? But when you're in business since 1971 doing roofs.
Such a character.
And it's a family history.
Great, great work. And they're so dedicated, you know? Integrity starts at the top.
Exactly.
That's their saying, and it applies.
And I know, I see the stress because it weighs on them, you know? When it's raining and they've got roofs open and it's like, oh, you know, you just see the stress.
Takes it very seriously.
It does.
Does and fantastic work.
He does. He does. He's. I'm thankful at my house. I've got wonderful, excellent roofs all done by him now, and we appreciate it so much. Even our barn is done by Tri-County Roofing. So Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com.
Sponsor of this segment.
Yeah. And then we're going to start talking about the Springfield Armory. Now, the Springfield Armory has a long American history. Formerly known as the United States Armory, and it was the Arsenal at Springfield. That's what it was called in the early days, the Arsenal at Springfield, located in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts. It's a very interesting location. If you look at the map of where it's at, it's far enough away from the coast, inland, but still approachable with rivers and everything. So it was manufacturing back in the day, because we're talking 1777 is when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they were literally working there from 1777 till 1968.
Wow.
Long time. So
almost 200 years.
Yeah. It's amazing. And, it's so cool when you get in the history. It's a whole museum now. The Springfield Armory is.
Mm-hmm. Have you been?
No, not yet. I have not been.
I can't believe that, John. I can't believe it.
I can't stand the Northeast. You know, I don't even like the route.
It's still cool out there.
What's the name of their football team? They had that Tom Brady was in it. What's it called? New England.
New England.
See, we don't even know. We don't care.
Teddy Bears.
The Wimps from New England, something like that.
The Patriots, John.
The Patriots. That's what it was. Yeah. So, anyways, I'm a Lions fan.
You got to go out there and check it out, though.
I probably will. I've been to, you know, some of the NRA museums. The Springfield, Springfield, Missouri Museum at Bass Pro Shops is literally amazing. Dan, the entire, it's the second floor and everything. Mm-hmm. The entire handrails, all the balusters are Springfield Armory muskets.
Oh,
they're
no kidding.
They're fabulous. Mm. And there's hundreds and hundreds of them because they had so many. I think it's the 1845 musket or whatever. It's just fabulous. They had so many of them. And they were quickly outdated because the lever action rifles came into play, you know,
after
the Civil War and stuff because you needed repeaters. So anyways, But there was they were the primary center for manufacture of all U.S. military firearms from 1777 to 1968. So when it closed, it was the first federal armory and one of the first factories in the United States that was ever dedicated just to the making of firearms and manufacture of weapons. So it is totally preserved now. It's a National Historic Site. And, you know, it's like 58 acres. It's huge. Mm-hmm. There's a whole, you can do Google it and check it out. It's amazing. And Jake has showed me pictures of their museum and all the stuff they can show you there. But truly, Americana history. Good year to go there because it's our 250th yeah. year. So it's certainly worth going.
So the guns that are out there are circa 1968. That's the latest. So they closed up shop in 1968. They don't even make them anymore.
But that's not the Springfield Armory we see in stores today. And so following
They've got a new operation.
Well, let me explain it. It's an interesting twist. So following the 1968 closure of the U.S. Armory from Springfield, the LH Gun Company out of Devine, Texas, was renamed Springfield Armory Incorporated. So they snatched the name.
So there was some marketing genius at that company who said, oh.
I think it's Larry Google is his
Larry
name.
Larry Google. I think it was before him, actually.
Google is what they call him. Then they changed it to Google. But anyways, I have no idea. But it was Devine. It's this company from Devine, Texas, the LH Gun Company.
What a great name for a town.
Devine.
Devine, Texas.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Pretty cool. So primarily, they snatched the name to capitalize on the name recognition.
Yeah.
But with no affiliation to the original Springfield Armory, even the logo has...
When did they do that?
They did in 68.
So they went down and they're like, ooh.
Yeah, let's grab this name while we can. So they got it and they, you know, incorporated it. So... So even the logo today, the Springfield Armory logo, it says 1794 right on it because that's when they really started kicking butt and taking.
Well, let me ask you. So did they also buy like any of the designs? Do they have any of the intellectual property?
I don't know what all they got, patents. But what I know is they have specialized in making one of the most important rifles in America. Early Vietnam was the M4,
M1,
the M1A. Yep, the M1A, and. Several, if you get an old gun, you know, prior to 1968 and it says Springfield Armory on it, it'll say United States property on it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were made for.
Yeah.
It'll say U.S. Army or it'll say something, but it was made at the armory. Mm-hmm. So the M1As, and I'm not a, you know, true historian on this stuff. I studied a little bit, you know, just to have fun around the bar room, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But the M1As.
Or the gunsmith show.
Or the gunsmith show. Or talk with a microphone in front of me. So, everybody circle around the fireplace here. So anyways, but the M1As are, and I've had several of these. I love them. They are great 308 rifles. And a lot of my friends go to like Camp Perry and shoot theirs at mm-hmm. Camp Perry for the national matches. And they're amazing guns. Now they also make AR-15s. They make a ton of 1911s. Actually, my first Springfield Armory gun was a 1911. They make them. They're nice. They were actually, the stainless steel ones were made in Brazil, which shocked me. I thought I was buying an American gun because it said Springfield Armory on it.
Right.
You look on the side and it says Brazil. And I was like, I didn't expect that, you know, but that's okay. It's where they source all their materials from all over the world, good manufacturing. And then they, if it meets their standards, they buy it. So, and they've done a lot of that over the years. A lot of the guns they sell are manufactured in other countries. And then
makes
bring
sense.
Them here and
it's really
them
just a marketing company.
It is.
They bought the name, stole the name.
They bought it or they got it. You know, they snatched it.
Made a legitimate claim.
They made like a really good buy at a garage sale.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They put their stake down. They started panning for gold and they found it.
You know, and right in our neck of the woods, a big garage sale's coming up next weekend. Ooh. Saturday in May. No, the one that goes up M15.
Oh, yeah.
The 60-mile, you know, garage sale or whatever it is. So that's coming up. You might find some Springfield Armory stuff in that.
Maybe.
So, but they make compact and full size autos in 380, 9mm, 10mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45 ACP. They're even making pistols in 300 blackout. Love it. 223. They have got pistols in 6mm Creedmoor, 6.5 Creedmoor, 308, 6.5 PRCs. They're making bolt action pistols. They've got so many cool, innovative products that is just purpose-built firearms. I'm really impressed. And I talk about, you know, a lot of times I talk about like the Echelons. You heard me say that name yeah. a lot. Beautiful guns. Every time I hold one, I'm like, oh, I need to buy this. But I don't need another 9mm because I'm a Glock guy, you know, and kind of a Ruger guy. So you might have some old Springfield Armory guns from the old Armory, the original Armory, truly collector's items and antiques. But the new lines are so innovative, trendsetters and top performers. Just as the originals were, only so they carry on a good name, and it's a good thing. So we'll go over a few of these in the next segment. So for God's sakes, fill up your coffee. You know, let's
keep it right here. Don't go anywhere. There's more Gunsmiths coming. Gunsmiths on the way.
There is.
He's just getting started. He is just getting started.
I'm fully caffeinated and ready to rock. So here we go.
So keep it here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We'll get back to that soon, but more Gunsmiths right after this.
Just getting up. Good morning.